I think Doc remained sought after for over 7 decades because he was such a cooperative player who could bring richness to a song or arrangement without feeling the need to draw unnecessary attention to himself. And I think that's why there was such a long, long list of top drawer performers I wanted to ask him about when we spoke in 1993.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the clouds in the sky. I can get a little glimpse of that sunshine in your eye. Sometimes I love you, then again I hate you. Oh, when I hate you, honey, just because I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy, baby. Happy when I'm with you. Let's go. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm
happy. The only other name I have left here on this list of illustrious folks you've worked with is Alberta Hunter.
Yes, I knew Alberta from Chicago days, back in the 20s. And she came here, and I had lost track of her because she was in Europe a long time. And she became a registered nurse, and through those years, no one ever knew what happened to Alberta Hunter until she came to New York. She was engaged at the Cookery, that's Bonnie Jovison's club. And she was engaged there, and she was a big success there.
That was like in the late 70s or early
80s? That's right. Yes, 80s, because she was there most all the time for a long time, quite a few years at the Cookery in New York.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. Yeah. My disposition, babe, depends on you. Oh, I never mind clouds in the sky, just as long as I can get a little glimpse of sunshine in your eye. Sometimes I love you, then again I despise you, oh, but when I hate you, honey, just because I love you, I'm a glutton. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy, baby. Yes, I'm extremely happy. Oh, I adore you, baby. I'm ecstatic. And I'm with you.
First time I met Alberta Hunter was at the Cookery when she came to New York, because I made a lot of recordings with her. John Hammond had me in the group to record for her. That's the first time I really met her face to face.
Yeah, there were several Columbia albums, I think, that were made.
Yes, they were Columbia.
That must have been a thrill working with her.
It was. It was very easy. It was very, very easy because she didn't require a lot of noise behind her, just a few backup parts, beautiful parts to play for, because her songs were more important than the musicians, so to speak. And the people loved her. She was a big success here. She claimed she wasn't tired, but she was. You could tell when the person's tired. Mm-hmm. So we were played very delicately behind her.
Yes, I got a mind to ramble. Never work no more. Oh. I got a mind to take a chance and gamble everywhere I go. Oh, the grapevines is busy. Yes, there's talk all over town. Play it for me. Yes, I said the grapevine's busy. There's talk all over town. They're sent higher. I try to raise you. The more you try to drag me down. You know I begged and I begged you to mend your low-down dirty ways. Oh, big. Yes, I begged you and I begged you to mend your low-down dirty ways. So I made up mine to leave you. Been thinking about it for days and days. Ooh, I'm leaving tomorrow morning, and it won't be long. Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow, leaving, and it won't be long. You don't believe I'm going, brother? Just count the days I'm gone. Yeah, just as sure as Amtrak leaves that Pincy Yard. Hallelujah! Yes, I say as sure as Amtrak leaves that Pincy Yard. Oh. I'm going back to Memphis. I have to ride the rod. Yes, if you see me stealing, promise not to tell on me. I say if you see me stealing, please don't you tell on me. 'Cause I'm stealing back, baby, stealing back to my used to be. You know I got two men, make it three. I just can't keep them apart. Oh, yes, I got two men, Lord, can't keep them apart. One is my living, and the other one is my heart. Have mercy. Yes, he's long and he's tall, shaped just like a willow tree. Yes, he's long and he's tall, shaped just like a willow tree. That's that dirty low-down rascal that put that thing on me. Ow. My girlfriend said, blacker the berry, sweeter is the juice. Talk to me. Yes, she said, black the berry, sweeter is the juice. That's the reason I got a long, tall, young black one for my personal use.
Well, Doc, I've listened to your most recent album, and you don't sound tired at all to me.
Well, I really seldom get tired, you know. I try to keep myself in good condition as long as I can.
Well, that's a very sweet album.
Oh, the 87 years.
Yes.
Oh, well, everyone likes that album.
Yes, it's very, very intimate.
This engineer that Columbia sent, he kept the tape running all the time. Even when we were talking, whatever we were discussing, you could hear it on the tape. And he didn't stop. And I just started playing. And everything I played, of course, the group I'm with here in New York, we've been together for 18 years, and they know everything, every movement I make, they know. So I didn't announce anything. I didn't prepare anything. I didn't tell the band who I was going to play. I just started playing and played all through the whole album. Sometimes I did made a couple of takes of one or two of them, 21 some odd songs, and I never played those things that way before, and I probably never will, because I don't remember. I just came out that way, and I just kept playing until we finished. I don't think we even stopped to have coffee. Everybody stopped to have coffee and sandwich. I just kept on playing. The musician felt very happy about that.
The piano player on the album.
Yes.
What was his name again?
His name was Charles Folds. We call him Chuck Folds.
He's an old friend of yours, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, he's old time. He's been playing a role, gosh, since the war.
Because it sounds like you two get along very, very well.
Oh, we do. We do. We're friends.
Doc, I want to thank you very, very much for taking the time out to chat. I'm sure the listeners are thrilled to have this opportunity with you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I'm happy to do it. Take care.
Good night.
All right, night.
Was it a dream? Was it a dream? We were alone, and you were in my arms last night. Was it a dream? Was it a dream? We made a vow beneath the pale moonlight. I never thought, I never knew such bliss as this could fill me with a heart divine. I'm afraid I'll wake and find it was only in my mind. Was it a dream, or are you really mine? I never knew, I never thought such bliss as this could fill me with a heart divine. I'm afraid I'll wake and find it was only in my mind. Was it a dream, or are you really mine?
No, Doc, it was not a dream. You really did spend the greater part of the 20th century, more than seven decades, playing with some of the most illustrious musicians and personalities of jazz, Cab Calloway, Fats Waller, Louis Armstrong, Billie Holiday, and Benny Goodman. Yes, you really did travel all over the world and make hundreds of recordings of lasting eloquence. Was It a Dream? Was from his solo album, The 87 Years of Doc Cheatham. Before that, Doc with Alberta Hunter in the early 80s. My deep thanks again to the late Doc Cheatham for sharing so graciously of his memories in that interview, and to radio station KALW in San Francisco for technical assistance taping him in 1993. For more about Cheatham, look for his autobiography called I Guess I'll Get the Papers and Go Home, or simply do a web search for Doc Cheatham. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, request for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website at Jazz Hot Big Step. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. Thanks for being with me to share in the memories of a fine trumpet artist and one of the sweetest, most genteel personalities of jazz music. Doc Cheatham's Life in Jazz concludes with a duet of Butch Thompson and Doc. It's one of Cheatham's best CDs called Butch and Doc on Daring Records. Here's I'll Never Be the Same. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
Be the same. Stars have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. And when the songbirds that sing tell me it's spring, I can't believe their song. Once love was a king, but kings can be wrong. I'll never be the same. There's such an ache in my heart. I'll never be the same since we were apart. Though 'tis a lot that a smile may hide, I know down deep inside I'll never be the same, never be the same again.